Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In Maseches Bava Metzia and of Mem Zayin Amud Beis, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Dvar Torah Maos Kanos." Open a Ma Amru Meshicha Koinek Zeresh Yom Yisner Fruchatecha Ba'aliyah. So we're going to be discussing this L'schus Moshira Ben Peshedina and Yisrael Daniel Ben Shenedina. So Rabbi Yochanan says that according to the Torah, you can acquire something with money. And why then did the rabbis say, no, money doesn't work, you need to do Meshicha, because somebody's going to say, Nisr Fuchitecha Ba'aliyah. Somebody's going to say, the seller is going to have the wheat, and he's going to let, there's going to be a fire, Chas V'Shalom, and then he's going to not going to have to worry about it. He's going to tell him that the wheat, your wheat was burned, because he was already kona the wheat, the lokeach. Mocher has his money, so that your wheat burned. Sorry, Charlie. And Reish Lakish says, Meshicha is Mefurish Min HaTorah. Don't tell me it's Meshicha is only Exeris Chachamim, it's Mefurish Min HaTorah. And then it says, and he says, a pasuk, V'chisim Kuru Memkar La Misecha, or Kono Ma Misecha, Dar Benikla Miyad Liyad. So it says, Kono Miyad Misecha, something that's brought from hand to hand, that's Meshicha. Tosis writes, Daf Mem Ches, Dibur Ma'as Chil Nasna, that we passing like Rabbi Yochanan, that Mos Arkonos Min HaTorah. So writes Tosis and Bechoros Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Avodah Zarah, Ayin Aleph. So paskins the Rif above Metzia, the Russian Simen Ches. So writes the Rambam, Perak Gimel Mehochas Mechira Alach Aleph, the Sozim Mavur in the Tur in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Tzadi Ches, Si'if Aleph. The reason of Rabbi Yochanan who holds that Mos Konos, Rashi says, above Metzia Daf Mem Vav, Divra Manzchel Sovar, that we learn from Hektesh, it says by Hekdesh v'nasana kesef v'kamlo, and we can derive hedyot from Hekdesh, just like by Hekdesh there's a kinyan kesef, so too hedyot. So writes Rashi in Bechoros, Dibar maschil hinicha, daf yigimel amid beis, and an erev in pe'alef amid beis, however Tosis in Bechoros, and Dibar maschil darver, and an erev in Dibar maschil darver, ask on Rashi, and look also in the Shita Mekubetzis in Bav Metzia B'Shem Ramban, Rash, Beran, and Muka Yosef, they ask on Rashi, how do we learn from Hekdesh? Hekdesh, Hedyot Mehekdesh Loi Alfina. We don't learn Hedyot from Hekdesh. So Ma Pitom that we learn from Hekdesh? That you can make a Kenyan Kesef? In the Chedusha Arim, in Simen Kuf Tzadi Chesiv, Kanalif, Yizmiyashiv, Rashi, that B'chol Kenyan, there's two Inyanim. There's one that the mocher is mistalik mena chayfetz, and B that the kona acquires the chayfetz. So that the mocher is mistalik mena chayfetz aydei kabbalas kesef. For this, you don't need alfusa from a pasuk. That's mena svara shaydei kabbalas kesef or mistalik mena chayfetz, like we see in both Basra Davnan Dalid. Then you can hear sada meakom bekesef. The moment he gets the money, is stalik lay and it becomes hefker. So that's svara. That's a person's mistalik when he gets the money. That we need alfusa. That Moos Konos is only in Zed through the fact that the Moicher is Mistalik because of this person's money, the Lokech is Kona the Chayfetz. And only with this regard, we need a Pasuk. And this we can learn from Hekdesh, because as far as this pride is concerned, it's Hedyot Me Hedyot. Because by Hekdesh, the Iker Chiddush is that the person is Kona the Chayfetz, and it doesn't remain Hefker, it is Silika Hekdesh. So the money given is just Silika Hekdesh. And then it becomes yours because it's like Hedyot Me Hedyot, it's no longer Hekdeshes. But that Hekdesh is Mistalik Ayde Kabbalas HaKesef, Bishvil Zeh Lo Tzarich Pasuk. And if so, we can learn Lashar Hedyot, Linyan Zeh, Shalokech Zoichik Shemistalik HaMakne, it's like Hedyot Me Hedyot. So again, the mechanics are that first he gives the money, and there Svara tells us that the Mocher is Mistalik, and then we need a Pasuk that now he's through the Zdalkus HaMocher, he's Konet. So when you're talking about acquired, since the source is Hekdesh, from Hekdesh it's actually, when you're making the acquisition, it's Mehetio, it's not Mehekdesh anymore, because you gave Hekdesh the money, Hekdesh is Mistalik, and then Vaiter your Konet. But after Hekdesh was already Mistalik, after Hekdesh already went away, after Hekdesh said it's not mine anymore. So what then? When you buy from a person, person's mistalik, and that's higayon, that's svara, and then vaiter, it becomes yours. Just like we learned from Hekdesh. So the Achronim were mefalpel lat b'divrei Rashi, that we learn Hejod mehekdesh, ayein b'shut amudei or b'sim kufhei, and the Tshuvas Ber Yitzchak in Yerodei HaChofches, and the Chedusha Meir Simcha over there, and the Yer Samech in the third parak of Ilchus Mechira Halacha Gimel. So this is all brought in the wonderful Sefer Torah HaKinyanim in the fifth parak, all the Torah that I'm bringing. Tosin B'choros and an Erevin say that that Rabbi Yochanan holds Mos Konos is because Stam Kinyan in the Pasuk is B'mos, as it says, Sadus B'kesef Yiknu, Oichel B'kesef Tishbereini, Mikesef Miknaso. So Memela, we see that Stam Kinyan is B'kinyan Kesef. Nemuke Yosef in Bov Mitzia writes that that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Dvar Torah Mos Konos, Melantnish from Pasuk, it's Misvar Dalma. So we have Rashi learns from a Pasuk of Hekdesh. We have other Rishonim who learn from other Pasukim, Sadus Bekesef Yikinu, that's Stam Ocho Bekesef Shbereni, that's Stam Nikinyanam Ar Bekesef. And then we have the Nemuka Yosef who says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Dvar Torah Mos Konos is not learned from a Pasuk, other Melantnish from Svara Be'alma. It should be Dinu. Shumos Konos, because Rova Kinyanim Nasim Bekesef, so writes the Shita Mukubes, the name of the Ramban, the Rashban, the Ran. And because of this, interestingly enough, the Gemara doesn't ask what the reason of Rabbi Yochanan is. It says, what's the reason of Reish Lakish? Abel Mefreknish, my time of the Rabbi Yochanan. Why not? Because Stam Kinyan is Mos. So Chedushei Chasim Sofer asks, and Bav Mitzia Mem Zayin, that Stam Kinyanim and the Pasuk are talking about where you're Mishalim Kol Demei HaChefetz, the entire value of the Chefetz. So how do you know Mos Konos B'Teiras Kinyan when you only gave Mikzas Damim? We understand that you gave all the money. But how do you know even if you gave Mikzas money? That's the Kash of the Chasim Sofer. The Rif in Bav Mitzia writes that the reason Dvar Torah Mos Konos is because you learn it from a Kal V'Chomer. Im gufo kone mimono lo kol shikain. If you could be kone the goof of an avid ivory, so then certainly you could be kone with mammon. But there are numerous kashas on that. And the Rishonim and the Achronim, that she was Chasim Sofer in Yerodei Shinyan Beis, and the Pri Yitzchak in Chelek Aleph Siman Mem Zayin, Veod, and the Rabbeinu Gershom in Chulin Daf Pei Gimel, there's a Dvar Pele. Rabbeinu Gershom writes, Dvar Torah Mos Konos, Kolomer Dachsiv Okono Miad Amisecha, Dover Nikna Miad Liad, Dahainu Mos. So Lachor, it's very shver. He says, it's, you know where you get Mos Konos from? Because Dover Nikna Miad Liad. And that's Mos. But that's exactly where you get Mashiach from. That's not. The Gemara says, in Bav Mitzia Mem Zayin, Rish Lakish holds that Mashiach is Mefuresh is B'Torah. Miad Amisecha, Nikna Miad Liad, that's Mashiach. And Rabbi Yochanan darshins is Pasik for something else, not for Mos Konos. So where does Rabbeinu Gershom get that from? Atvar Pele. Be'ikar Kinyan Kesef. It's already well known in the yeshivas. Famous machlokas between the Sma and the Taz and Simon Kuftsadi together at Kinyan. The Sma holds and Sif Kotan Aleph that Kinyan Kesef is Kesef Shivui, and we require that the Kesef should be part of the Pirona Mekach, part of the payment. The Taz argues and he holds that even if he gives him a Prut, a Raklish named Kniya Lechud, just for acquiring and not Lashem Tashlum, and nevertheless it's included in Kesef, it doesn't have to be Lashem Tashlum, it just can be a more of a formalistic kinyan. The Avnei Miluim in Simon Choftes, Yiv Cotton Beis, the Ramas Lanios Daiti writes that the Sma seems to be correct, and he proves it from Kinyan Mos B'Metalpilin, that according to the reason of Rashi, that's learned from the Pasuk of Anasana Kesef Akumlo, so there it's talking about Kesef Shivui. So, therefore, that would indicate that the Sma is correct, that the kinyan is because of shivui, because v'nasan hakesef v'kamlo is talking about kesef shivui. There it's talking about being poda mehekdesh, or being called a b'shivui, and memela, that would seem to be the correct understanding. And also, according to what the Shita Mekubetzis writes, that Rof Kinyanim are b'kesef, haray kesef b'rof kinyanim is kesef shivui. And if so, it's mistaber that kol kinyanei kesef are shivui d'mei ha-mekach. To explain the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the Chedush Arim writes in Siman Kuf Tzadi Ches, Siv Kotten Beis and Dibur Maschel and Yus Daiti, Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Iker Haknoz mitzad the Moicher. And because of this, he holds that Mos Konos, because by receiving the Mos, he's Makne the Chefetz the Lokech. Reish Lakish holds that the Iker Kinyan is Chalai de Halokech, that he's Kona himself the Chefetz. So it's not done by the Akna of the Mocher, but by the Kinyan of the Lokech. And because of this, he holds that by the Meshicha, that the Lokech is Moshech, the Chefetz, with this, the Mekach is Nikne, is acquired to him. So too in the Tshuvas Chalkas HaSadeh, in a different oifen, writes the Heilige Rogat Shavar in his Tzafnas Panech and Madura Tinyana, Taflamet Aleph Midapei HaSefer. So there he writes that there's the Chomer Hadavar, and then there's the Tzuras Hadavar. Are you Kona the Etzem Hadavar? That would be the Kinyan Kesef. Or are you Kona the Chomer Hadavar? Just the pure physical properties of it, and not the Etzem Hadavar, and that would be Kinyan Meshicha and Ayin Sham, and that obviously, like many Torahs of the Ragachava, require an Arichus. Now that we paskin, that Rabbi Yochanan holds, that Dvar Torah Mos Konos, and Meshicha is not Konim and Torah, the Makna writes in Kiddushin Chof Beis Amit Beis, Divra Maschil Omar, and Chof Vav Amit Aleph, Divra Maschil Lulei, and Dav Chof Ches Amit Aleph, Divra Maschil Omash Kosav, that Bemis Rabbi Yochanan holds that Kinyan Meshicha is also a Kinyan Be'etzim. Because otherwise, how does Rabbi Yochanan hold that Midaraisa, you're Konim B'Mos and not B'Meshicha? How's the Meicher going to be Konim the Mos? Meshicha isn't Kona, so he's not Kona the Mos. And since the Mocher isn't Kona the Mos, how's the Mekach going to be Kona to the Loikach? So, Al Korchach, we have to say that Meshicha is a Kenyan Be'etzem, and the Mocher is Kona the Mos, be Kenyan Meshicha. That also Rabbi Yochanan holds that there's such a thing as Kenyan Meshicha. And for this reason, B'matano Metzia, you're Be'emes Kona B'Meshicha. Just B'Mekach U'Memkar, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds that we require that the moicher has to do meshicha on the money, and al yidei zeh samchadaite lahaknos hachefetz lalokeach. And with that, there's a gemar mekach. And Reish Lakish holds that we require that the lokeach has to be moishech lechefetz in order there should be smichus das leknos, and the mekach is only chal al yidei meshichas hachefetz ayin sham. So, in principle, everybody holds that there has to be some type of Meshicha, otherwise how is he counted the money? Just Rabbi Yochanan holds the Meshicha is in the money, and through this is a Kinyan, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Meshicha is on the Chefetz, Ayin Sham the Makinu, V'yeser Biur, in the Chedush HaRim, and Bov Metzia Mem Heyam, at Beis Divra Maschel Vuadin, and the Chedush HaRim, and Kedushin Gimel, Divra Maschel Achelo, Medivri Mishpat B'Chedushim, in Simon Kuf Tzadi Ches, and in the Sefer Shemen Rokeach and Bukhoris Daf Yud Gimel, he's Marich Tuva B'Divrei HaMakne, if we require Be'emes that the Moicher should be Zoicha B'Kesef, or it's enough just to do Nesinas HaKesef. Ke'enze B'Sefer Ma'ayon HaYachachman Bov Metzia Mem Zayin Amit Beis, in Madur Basros Nun Gimel, in Tshuvas Nefesh Chaya and Yoredeya, in Simen Pehe B'Sofa Simen. However, in the Pre Yitzchak, Chelefa Aleph Simen Mem Zayin, Divra Maschil Ulam Hinein, and Sefer Shem Rokeach and Bechoris, Daf Yud Gimel, they ask a big kash on the Makna, that according to the Makna, that also Kinyan Kesef, we require Meshicha, because otherwise, how's the Mocher Kona the Kesef, and the Mekach is in Chal? So then we have a kash on what it says in the Mishnah and Kiddushin, that Hekdesh is Kone and Daf Chofres, that Hekdesh is Kona Behedyot, but Kinyan Kesef. But according to the Makna, that Kinyan Kesef, The moicher is kind of the kesef of kinyan mashicha, but by hekdesh it's not shaykh to be kind of a kinyan mashicha, like we see in the Tosis and Bechoros and Daf Yud Gimel. So if it's not divar maschil dav dvar, so if that's the case, then the moicher is not kind of the kesef, and how is hekdesh kind of the chayfetz? If, like the Mishnah says, that Hekdesh is kona mehejot bekinyan kesef, but Hekdesh can't do mashicha, then how's Hekdesh kona? And what the Makna was mochiach, that al-korcha chos Rabbi Yochanan holds that mashicha is a kinyan, because otherwise how's the mochiach kona the most? And the Divrei Chaim from the Tzanzer and Dine Mechir and Simon Yudi writes that according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that mashicha is not kona midaraisa, the moicher is kona kesef bekinyan yad. Bekinyan yad, that even though mashicha isn't kona, nevertheless, that's only stam mashicha. Well, when the whole chayfetz is in his hand, he's kona b'taras kinyan yad. So you don't have to come on to mashicha. There's kinyan yad. So writes the Menchas Chinuch and Shin Lamed Vav. And others say that that's pshat in the kinyan kesef. It's not pshat that he's doing mashicha. It's that the way kinyan kesef works is that you take the money, and through taking the money, then there's a kinyan kesef that's accomplished. The mocher takes the money, and the kona takes the chayfetz. It's not mitin mashicha. It's mitin kesef. All right. Yesh kamuvan harbei malah harich. Gave a few ma'ar makomos. And Beritzos Hashem Darkeinu, we would like to say a lot more in the sugya. Shalom, shalom. Ahuvai, yididai, moray, v'rabosai.